episode 394, The Big Bully.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? Oh, I just want to send you a big squeeze and a hug and a kiss. I have missed you. I know it's only been like maybe a few hours, but I had a chat today. And I got to tell you where this came from because you're just going to die laughing. You are. I know you are. So I was talking to my board. Yes, the board of Create Your Now, Rhino the Bulldog. Yes, the puppy dog. He loves to sit here with me when I record, and he looks at me. Most of the time, his eyes are closed, but when they're open, they're big and brown, and he is just like, what are you going to say next, Mom? What are you going to say next? Well, I had a discussion with him this morning, and I said, what do you think we should talk to the sisters about today? I really did. I had that conversation. I know, it sounds crazy. But then I started thinking, well, okay, you're a bulldog. What would be important? What happens in life? And he just looks at me and he kind of cocks his head one way and then looks at me the other way and his little ears come up and he sits up like, I know. And I was like, yes, the big bully, all from Rhino. So this is encouraged and totally empowered through this little puppy dog. He's not so little. He's 65 pounds. Bulldog. And he is sending his love to you. And if you want to see what he looks like and what he's doing, head on over to the Facebook page, The Kiss Coach. You can do facebook.com/The Kiss Coach. And you'll see me there. And I will have a picture there for you. He is precious. And I think he's just adorable. So I think you'll have fun with him. But anyway, so he totally inspired this episode, The Big Bully. And you're probably wondering, where are you going with all of this? Well, we're going to get to that. But first, I have to say, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this family. I'm glad you're here. And you know what? If you've been around for a long time, I am truly grateful that you're still around with me because we are growing together. You all are pushing me and pushing my limits. You're testing who I am and where I'm going. And I love that because you're growing me. And here at Create Your Now, it is all about growing and expanding who we are and being able to create your now and do what you were created to do. So for those of you who are brand new, welcome. I love that you're here. And those of you who have been sticking around for a long time, hi, Virtual Five. I love you too. Okay, a couple things now we got to talk about here. The big bully. The big bully, I was thinking about it. And a lot of us have probably been bullied. And when I was growing up, we never used that term bully, that there was a bully. But I know I was bullied. I can remember a specific time in middle school where I was picked on. And there was actually a rumor that was spread that I was pregnant. Go figure. Really? Me? No way was there. I didn't have a boyfriend. And it just wasn't. And I'm like, okay, we didn't call it bullying back then, but truly I was. Because you see, this one girl wanted to have and pick a fight with me. And so she told me to meet her after school on school property to have this fight. And I can remember standing there. I had no one on my side. It was just me. And then there was her and then these couple other friends. And at that time, we were living in Texas. And we had open, where we were walking into, it was kind of on our way to the extracurricular activities, but your extra activities, more of your fine arts. You had, along with band and choir out there, you also had shop work and art and things like that. So you would walk outside. It wasn't enclosed. And so we were outside where kids could come and go. And we're standing out there. And she's like, come on, hit me. I want you to hit me. I want to fight with you. And I'm like, I don't want to fight with you. I said, if you really want to fight, you can hit me. But all I'm going to do is go right in there and walk into the principal and just let him know what happened. I said, it's not worth it. And she kept sitting there or standing there like, come on, come on. Just hit me already. I want you to do it. Talk about a bully, the big bully. And I was little back then. I mean, you know, that was before the five children. And so I was a tiny little thing. And there wasn't much to me. And I'm like, really? Why? What is it? What have I done to you? And I really began to question, come on. Well, nowadays we call them bullies. Back then, of course, we didn't. Yeah, so I have more than been bullied, and I'm sure you could think of circumstances where you have been bullied also. You probably have even been bullied as an adult. When we're bullied, we're picked on, things are said about us that aren't true, but they seem to grow the way rumors spread and people throw the fertilizer on it and it just gets worse and worse and worse. It hurts, doesn't it? The big bully can really hurt you. The thing is what we do, though, is we hold on to those moments. We don't let them go. We don't forgive those who have bullied us. And that's sometimes really hard to do. And a sidebar here, if you want to read a clip on forgiveness, I am now a contributor to the Huffington Post, and the first article has gone live. I will be sure to have this in the show notes. You can find it at createyournow.com. Just click on podcast, and you'll be able to look at The Big Bully, and you'll find it right there. You can click over to it. It's really awesome. It's an awesome read. I've been getting a great amount of response, and so feel free to share it, but it really does apply to what we're talking about here in the forgiveness part of it. And so when we have the big bully, we begin to adopt it as our own. We hold on to those negatives and we become the big bully. We become what they say. Why? Because we're still holding on to it. Oh, you're big and fat. You hold on to it, even though you're not big and fat. And then what happens is later on in life, as you grow older and wiser, and weight doesn't come off as easy and you're not as active, what happens? Oh, yes, you feel big and fat. And then all of a sudden it sparked. Oh, yeah, I remember when Sherry used to call me that, big and fat. Maybe she was right. And we began to, we incorporate and we embrace it like it's our own, like we did it. So not only does a big bully, you know, hurt us at the moment that it happens, but it continues and we carry it on through life. I've watched my children be bullied. My little Einstein has a stuttering issue. It didn't happen until actually later on in life, but I think part of it is nervous energy. And he knows how to control it. And he is so brilliant that a lot of it is just when he kind of starts to get uptight, stuttering occurs. So he has tools and strategies to control that, which is awesome. But when you move to different places, people make fun of you. And it was really interesting because this has just happened the past couple years. He began to say, Mom, you know what? I don't care that I stutter. And if I do, you know, I just tell people, hey, I stutter once in a while. I hope you're okay with that. He kind of throws it at him before the big bully can use it against him. He's like, yeah, I'm figuring out this defense mechanism after all. Because when we've got the big bully after us, what happens? We get the feelings of not being worthy, that we can't do anything right, that no matter how hard you try, you're not going to succeed. Sometimes it leads even to depression, and we say kind of depressive things. Anger comes against yourself and, of course, others. It increases your stubbornness, which isn't always good because you can look at determination versus stubbornness differently. And if you are using your stubbornness, it's more of a negative effect. And so you kind of want to stick to your guns, but you do it kind of to jam people the wrong way, the big bully. You know, you get those feelings of just getting by, not really. You know, oh, I'm just going to get up in the morning and I'm just going to get by. I'm just going to get through the day. And unfortunately, sometimes it leads to, I really don't want to live anymore. It's what's worth living. If you are having those thoughts of the not worth living, those are serious thoughts. So I would really encourage you, number one, reach out to me. Number two, primarily, you need to go find someone to talk to because those are serious thoughts. Critical and crucial thoughts to your mental stability, okay? So I say that out of love. I don't take it lightly. And then you also have those feelings and those questions of who you are and what you should really be doing. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Because, you know, Bo over here told me I was supposed to be doing this. And Sean told me over here that, oh, well, you know, I'm just a big stick in the mud. I'll never amount to anything. And then my choir teacher never gave me a chance to excel, never gave me any parts. And I feel like a little ant all the time, even though I know I have a voice and I can sing. Those feelings are hard to get out of your head. And so then what happens? It's not just the big bully and who's creating and being that big bully, but it's what's created in you. And the big bully in you is self-doubt. Yeah, that's a tough one. That self-doubt that hangs on to you, that totally pulls and drains you. You're not confident in anything that you want to do. And you're doing it because you're comfortable doing it. So when you think about doing something else, you're like, oh, wait, I can't do that. I would never be successful at that. Oh, no, 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 no. And then all these self-doubts. And then maybe you get a chance to kind of go a little bit beyond what you're comfortable. You're like, okay, I'll stretch just a tiny bit. I'm going to go teach a Sunday school class. Never done it before. But I've been going to church for 35 years. Maybe I should begin to branch out and do this. And all of a sudden the nerves hit in. And you begin to have these questions. And the self-doubt is there. Truly the big bully. And you thought you were being bullied when you were younger. You thought you were being bullied as an adult. No. The big bully is self-doubt within you. And it's hard because that's the battle that you're fighting. And it hurts. When I think about the girl who wanted to fight me and went me wanting to punch her and hit her, really? What good would that have done except maybe I would have gotten attention and she wouldn't have? Because I still went to talk to the principal even though we didn't fight, if you're really wondering what happened with the story. And I don't know, I can't remember, honestly, if she got in trouble. But it didn't matter to me. It was something that I let go. But it's still something in the back of my mind is, why did she want to fight me? Why was the rumor of me being pregnant spread? Who was I? I wasn't even a local girl. I wasn't from there. I'd moved there at the time from Indiana because my father was in the military. And so we moved to a new post. And here I was stuck with locals, and then I was stuck with military kids. What was she wanting with me? Probably nothing, but to make herself feel better. But still to this day, I remember that brief conversation. I don't remember the outcome as to who got in trouble, because I know I didn't get in trouble because I didn't fight. And I don't know what happened with her. And honestly, I can't even remember her name. But you see, as I grew older through my high school and through my college years, what happened was I was beginning to embrace that, going, man, something must be wrong with me. Maybe I do stand out too much. Maybe there's something wrong with me and I don't know what it is. And I look in the mirror and I'm like, well, I don't think I look that bad. I mean, come on, if you're redhead and you've been called, you know, horrible names. I mean, redheads are called horrible names. Or you have lots of freckles. Or you're very, very pasty white. Oh my gosh, until we moved to Hawaii, back to Hawaii, I was the pastiest white girl ever. I was. And you would never think that I could actually get color, but it's just because of how my body and my pigment is in my skin. And yes, I have Greek on my side, so I actually have natural red in my hair that comes out when I'm in the sun. So I've got like major strikes against me. But I would look at my reflection going, what is it against me? But as I began to get older, what happens is that the big bully wasn't the actual people. It was what was created within me, that self-doubt. And that's a hard thing to fight, that self-doubt. It gets you when you want to start a business. It gets you when you're a new mommy and you're questioning everything you do. It gets you when you're sitting there volunteering or you're starting a new program and you're helping out, and you really don't know what's right or what's wrong, but you're still doing it, and you question, is this really right? Can I do this? And that means what? The self-esteem is way down low, 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 low. There's no confidence. And you begin to say, how can I get rid of this big bully? I'm tired of the self-doubt. I want to do something. I want to be magnificent and incredible. I don't want to just get up and do the do. I want more. You want to create your now. So guess what? Here is the kiss. Punch holes in the darkness with starlights of success. Ooh, I love the ring of that. Punch holes in the darkness with starlights of success. That darkness is the self-doubt. And it eats at our insides. It eats us emotionally. It eats us even physically. Why? How many diets have you been on? How many challenges have you said, oh, I'm going to finish this, and within 2.5 weeks, you're done with it? And it was just a 90-day challenge, maybe even a 30-day challenge. That self-doubt, that darkness, it eats us emotionally, physically, financially. When you don't feel like you can do anything, you don't have those endorphins and that happiness running through your veins because you can't create it because the big bully's there. There's self-doubt. You begin to question it all. So what do? You go to other things like, I'm going to go shopping. And you have an addiction to shopping. Or, oh, I feel good when I have 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 glasses of wine to drink. Or, oh, wait, you know, I feel really like confident and stellar when I'm smoking my cigarette. All those things. But it eats at us. It eats at our pocketbooks. It drains us emotionally. It totally can destroy relationships because you're always questioning. You don't have the confidence. It's that self-doubt. That's your big bully. Yes, and it started probably from when somebody told you you couldn't do anything. And over time and over time and over time, it's added up. Think about some of the big bully issues you have right now within your life. Does self-doubt creep in? Are you ready to punch holes in the darkness with starlights of success? This is how you do it. Number one, build your success bank by starting with the starlights, the little things. What I mean by the little things is we think that we have to accomplish something big. I mentioned earlier about forgiveness, and the earlier part of that is being able to forgive. That means forgiving your bullies, believe it or not. What? So now I'm a contributor to the Huffington Post, so my self-doubt should be all gone? No. It's taken a long time for me to get to where I am now. But just because I am a contributor to the Huffington Post doesn't make me better than what I was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's just that now, all the little things that I have done and built up to has brought me to this point in my life. So it's the little things that matter. All these diets that you've tried, all these, I've got to do this, I've got to lose weight, I've got to get into shape, I've got to live healthier. It's the little things. Start by not drinking so much soda pop. Start by eating more vegetables than you do carbs. And what I mean by that is the processed, crappy food, because those box foods are nothing but carbs. There may be some protein in there, but it's not feeding your body right. The little things, little shifts in your life. So build your success bank by starting with the starlights, the little things. Number two, be consistent with the little things. Increasing your deposits in your success bank. You see, most of us are working on the negative, the depletion. We have nothing in our success bank account. And when you have nothing there, you have nothing to withdraw from. And then you're like, well, how do I get a higher bank account? You got to be consistent with those little things. So you're wanting to start a new business. What is that new business? Let's say it's an MLM. Maybe you want to start a new jewelry. Maybe you want to go into makeup and skincare. Maybe it's scented candles, or maybe it's oils. Maybe it's, you know, healthy living within your house. Whatever that MLM that you're looking at, that network marketing company that you're looking at, you need to think about the little thing that you can do every single day and build on that. Instead of going, oh, I'm going to be all in. I'm going to call 20 people today and then nothing happens for the next 2 weeks. That's not running a business, number one. Number two, you can't do that. But what it, can you call like two people every single day consistently and do it every day and maybe take the weekends off? So 5 days a week, you're calling what? 2 times 5 is 10 people. But if you do that consistently, then you're going to reach more people than just trying to, oh, gung-ho, 20, here I am. And then you do nothing for 2 or 3 or 4 or years later. And all you're doing now is spending money and giving it to the company, and you're not really building a business. Now, if that's what you want, that's great. But if you really want to build the business and that's why you got into it, then look at your strategy. The little things. Being consistent with the little things. Increasing your deposits in your success bank. And number three is rinse and repeat. You have to keep punching the holes in the darkness with Starlights of Success. Eventually, what will happen is it won't be cloudy anymore. It'll be just bright stars that will be shining. And it'll be you. You will be shining through. And a year from now, and a year from now, so we're into 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Imagine where you'll be. The big bully won't be there. It may creep in once in a while, but you will have learned, oh, wait a minute. No, look what I did here. Yeah. And you will have built up your success bank that your self-esteem is there. Your confidence is great. Self-doubt is no more, and neither is the big bully. Go out and fight today by punching holes in the darkness with Starlights of Success. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of loves. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.